Model Gigi Hadid slammed for comparing Russian invasion of Ukraine to Israeli-Palestinian conflict, absolutely appalled. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 10, 2022. Model Gigi Hadid is being slammed for comparing the Russian invasion of Ukraine to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which Israeli actress Noah Tishbe described as co-opting a global tragedy in order to spread lies about Israel. Hadid announced earlier this week that she will be donating her Fashion Week earnings to Ukrainians, before comparing victims in Ukraine to people who live in Palestinian territories. "I am pledging to donate my earnings from the fall 2022 shows to aid those suffering from the war in Ukraine, as well as continuing to support those experiencing the same in Palestine," Hadid wrote in an Instagram caption. "Our eyes and hearts must be open to all human injustice," the model added. "May we all see each other as brothers and sisters, beyond politics, beyond race, beyond religion. At the end of the day, innocent lives pay for war, not leaders. Hands off Ukraine. Hands off Palestine. Peace. Peace. Peace," Hadid proclaimed, comparing the two situations. The model's comparison was swiftly met with scrutiny, with activist and influencer Elizabeth Savetsky stating that she is absolutely appalled over the post, which was also shared by Vogue. "I'm absolutely appalled that Vogue magazine posted this today with Gigi Hadid, where she compares the Ukrainians to Palestine," she said. "She literally uses the words, support those experiencing the same in Palestine. Here are three reasons why Ukraine is not Palestine. Number one, Ukraine does not pose a threat to Russia like Hamas-led Palestine does to Israel," Savetsky continued. "Number two, Ukrainians do not target Russian civilians with rockets and suicide bombings. Number three, Palestinian leaders have rejected peace proposals for a sovereign Palestinian state on multiple occasions," she added. Savetsky went on to brand Hadid's comments as extremely dangerous for Jews all over the world, because when celebrities like Gigi Hadid paint Israel as oppressive, there are anti-Semitic attacks globally. Vogue appears to have since deleted Hadid's comment about Palestine from its post, according to several pro-Palestine social media users who took the comment section expressing their dismay. Israeli actress and author Noah Tishbe also reacted to Hadid's comments in an Instagram post, stating that the model is hijacking the Russian invasion of Ukraine to promote propaganda about Israel. "We're seeing, yet again, celebrities and social media influencers co-opting a global tragedy in order to spread lies about Israel," Tishbe said. "Ukraine is not Palestine, and Israel is not Russia. So, no, Gigi, it's not the same." Other social media users have also expressed their frustration with the comparison. "How can you compare between Israel and Russia?" one commented. "Shame on Vogue for giving the stage for such lies. The same as Palestine? Oh dear, somebody please give Gigi a newsfeed," another wrote. "Oh, and a lesson on how not to hate Jewish people. It's not a good look. Wow, anti-Semitism at its best. Thanks for equating the war on civilians with the only democracy in the Middle East, BTW. Which side are the Palestinians on? It's Russia, BTW, and which side are the Israelis? Ukraine," another lamented. "Please be on the right side of anti-Semitism and not make the Jewish people's lives harder and more dangerous." This is not the first time Hadid has attacked Israel. Last year, the model and her sister model Bella Hadid came out against Israel and in favor of Palestinians in the Middle East conflict. Bella also attended a pro-Palestine march in New York City, to which Israel responded by slamming the model for advocating for throwing Jews into the sea. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.